You know, lately I've been listening to a lot of, well, reading a lot of different sources, as many different sources as I get my hands on about ascension and what is going on with that. And you know, a lot of people believe that since 2012, the Earth has been ascending to a different dimension. And some believe the Mayans actually foretold this, and other groups, the Hopis, said that the Earth was going to end. Not as we know it. But it was going to, that's why they said it was the end of the Earth. The calendar ended because it's no longer going to be 3D. It's now going to become a five-dimensional place, which seems kind of boggling to your mind. It does to mind, my mind, because I'm thinking, okay, so it's a lighter vibration. I can understand there are different dimensions. You mean the whole planet and everybody on it, they're going to ascend to another place. So I wanted to do a show about what is going on, because I really believe this is what's taking place. And I don't know when it's going to finish, but I really feel connected to this. And do you feel that way? Have you been having this yearning to get more focused lately? And I think the events of the political sphere have made us more aware and maybe made us more focused. I think they were meant to do that. You know, all this dissension, whether you agree with one side or the other, which, by the way, I don't support neither 100%, and I do support both a little bit, but because that's the balanced view, I think. Too many people are caught up in one side or the other. Anyway, this is meant to get us to balance out, to get us to focus, to have things come to the top. And instead, we're all caught up in all the things that we see on the news, and we have to stop watching that. That's up to you, but I don't like watching any of that stuff because it's just... There's a reason. We'll get into that later, probably. Because they're trying to keep us from doing this, you know. Who are they? Well, we'll worry about that some other time. But let's talk about ascension. What is ascension? I've been looking at... I've heard it from others, you know, for many years. I think my first exposure to ascension was Ramtha. He talked about being an ascended master. He talked about how Jesus and others, Saint Germain, were ascended masters. They literally took their bodies and left, and then they come back from time to time. And is that possible? Well, I think if you look at the case of Jesus, he disappeared. His body disappeared after he was after he died on the cross. Did he even die? Well, I would guess he, you know, it appeared, the illusion appeared that he did, but then he rose himself, he resurrected himself up and took his body with him. Some people say he didn't. Some people said he was a light being at that point. But I believe, well, where did his body go? Where did his body go? Why was it gone from the cave? Ramtha claims that he ascended 35,000 years ago from Atlantis, if you don't know the story. And I question a lot of the stuff that he says, but there are a couple of things that really ring true to me that he said over the years. And then there's also the book, The Masters of the Far East, which talks about ascended masters who were able to figure out, and which we all can do, I guess, able to figure out how to overcome death and any kind of physical abilities that we don't have, to create with their thoughts, just like Jesus did, to create food, to walk on water, to walk through fire. So I believe, then, you know, some people say that book is a hoax. I believe it. There's a good amount of truth in it, at least. Then we have the Golden Age of Gaia website. It's another one I've been going to a lot, and they have so much stuff on there. I really like a lot of what it has to say. Not everything, but most of it is interesting as far as ascension, and that's what that is all about, Earth's ascension and our ascension as well. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Then there's also the Archangel Metatron, who is, I read a lot of what he has to say as well. James Tiberian channels the Archangel Metatron. What's good about Golden Age of Gaia is that you have several different people channeling several different sources. So on Golden Age of Gaia, which is just a website to go through, I think they also have a show you can listen to. There is Archangel Michael, Jesus speaking, Divine Mother, other archangels, other beings from other planets are speaking, Saint Germain. So it's a big variety of beings, And they all are saying kind of the same thing, that we are coming into this time of ascension. And this is by choice, because nothing happens without choice. Those that are enlightened or above us do not interfere. They allow it to be. So what is ascension? And I go back to me, I think there's two ways to define it. There's a non-physical ascension, which some beings have made after they left their body, after they passed. And I think there's a long list of those. Buddha comes to mind. I don't think he took his physical body, but I think he achieved a greater state of enlightenment. And as far as a physical, I think there are those like Saint Germain, supposedly, who lived more than 300 years and never aged, who figured out ascension. Some said it was alchemy that he was involved in. I don't know, but I just believe that, you know, when you let enough light in and you focus on that, you can accomplish anything. It's hard for us to do. It's getting easier, but it was difficult on this planet, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. So we have a few masters that have ascended, and they took their physical body with them. And for some of you, that's maybe a little bit of a surprise, and you think, well, why would you do that? I think our bodies were designed originally to last forever. We, as beings, said, hey, let's, and they kept, you know, experimenting, going, okay, let's create Cro-Magnon. No, I don't like that. Let's try this. And so we created these perfect bodies that would never age, would never die, could have anything they want, because the brain was fully functional. It was used 100%. So if the brain is fully functional, there was a movie out recently that kind of delved into this. Would you not be able to do anything and everything? And I believe, yes, the brain is a transmitter receiver. It receives higher thoughts. We could have no limitations if we knew how to use that. And how come we don't if we once did? And the reason being, well, there's a couple of reasons. The reason being is that there were those in the beginning that said, we do not want to be of the light, and we are going to break away. And they created darkness. And the rest of us said, hey, this is a cool thing. Let's go experiment with duality, not knowing what God is. We'll totally forget what God is. We'll go down there. We'll be in these limited bodies, although originally the plan was to not be limited. And we're going to forget everything. And it's going to be a struggle, but that'll be fun. And so we did, and we've been lost and caught up with many of the same things. Even the next level up, which is where reincarnation is another part of limitation, because we don't have to go there. We can go beyond that, I believe. So at one point, we knew how to ascend with our body and take it anywhere in the universe we wanted, and then we could just leave it. If we wanted to go somewhere in energy and spirit, we could. And then if we decided to come back, I think that sounds like a pretty cool idea. I don't know about you, but to me, that's like, yeah, I want to do that. So I've been drawn to this. And I think, well, maybe that's what I'm here to do, is help this forward. I know a lot of us are here to help move it forward. But what are we doing? Well, we're supposed to help bring enlightenment. But what does that mean? Well, the earth's changing, you know. I've heard this over and over. And it's like, oh, it's ascending. And that means we must be ascending with it too. You know, I interviewed Rosalind. Oh, it's been a few years now. I need to get her back if she wants to come on the show and talk about what Gaia has to say now. But when we did talk about Gaia, Gaia said it's changing because Gaia no longer wishes to serve darker energy. It's filled with love. It's a conscious being, but it wants to move to a higher vibration. And it no longer is going to serve as a lower vibration. So what's going to happen? It's moving. It's changing. Part of what we're seeing on the planet is not just global warming. I've been told by many sources, and I don't want to knock if you believe in that and you want to take care of the planet, that's great. But mostly what's happening is caused by Earth's ascension, Earth's change in vibration. It's balancing itself out. So the hurricanes and all the change in weather, you know, if I go by what Archangel Metatron said, Metatron said that the Earth is balancing out its temperature too. So we're going from a cold, hot climate, cold at the poles and, you know, moderate temperatures in between and some real hot temperatures, to one where it's going to be more moderate all the way around so we can live everywhere. And if this is true, then we are heading into a different time. And the planet itself, as far as being polluted, and it would have been destroyed a long time ago. And a couple of different sources, Ramtha being one, and also the Golden Age of Gaia and other, if you want to call them UFO sites, have said that our space brothers and sisters have been cleaning up our atmosphere because we would no longer be able to live here. If you think back to the Industrial Age, that alone, all the stuff we poured into the atmosphere, we probably wouldn't be around. And there's many other things that we've done to the planet. But there are those that say that we've been protected and helped. Not that we didn't, you know, we still need to take responsibility, but there have been those that have been basically saving us so we could survive here. I was told, actually by Ramtha, I read it in Ramtha, he said at night, if you look towards the sky, just as it's getting towards sunset, you might see a flash of like, I don't know if it was green light or something. I don't remember. It's been a long time. And that is the purification of the atmosphere that's taking place by your space brothers and sisters. And I know this might sound crazy to some of you, but I did see that. I saw just a moment, a flash, like a green flash. Now, maybe it wasn't what Ramtha was talking about, but I saw something one time, years ago. So Gaia is no longer going to hold its 3D vibration. What does that mean? We're moving into what many believe is the fifth dimension. The fourth is collapsing. So the fifth is the next place we're going, where there's more light vibration, more love. Things are going to be good. Will there be two worlds? I talked about that before. I'm not sure. I'm open to the idea that there may just be, you know, one. There's kind of like two statements that exist out there. One of the statements says there's going to be one world. The Earth is going to completely shift to that. We're going to go with that. And those of us that don't raise our vibration will perish. Now, this is not meant to scare anybody or think that something, well, gee, God doesn't love us. He's going to kill us. I don't think that, you know, I can understand why, you know, even you're given every opportunity to change with this if you want. It's always a choice. And even if you don't and you were to perish, you're soul doesn't perish. Your energy doesn't perish. So it would just be your temporary body. But there's a lot of people that also say now that there's going to be two worlds, which makes a lot of sense. And there'll be the old vibration Earth and one that you won't be able to see, but a lot of people will cross over to, and that'll be the higher vibrational planet that we will go to, and it'll be filled with love and peace and just everything you could imagine that would make this a better world will exist in this new place. And this is what we're transitioning to. And I really feel this strongly that we are transitioning. I don't know if it's going to happen in my lifetime, but if we do make this transition, according to the Golden Age of Gaia, we will no longer age, no longer need food, no longer be sick, no longer have war, because there won't be any dark energies there. They don't want to go to this next place. They're doing everything they can to stop this from coming forward. This is why you're seeing so much turmoil. And we look at people that are protesting, and these protests turn violent. And a lot of people are angry with the protesters. And a lot of you are angry with the person that got elected president. The ones that are causing problems, I'm willing to bet, are not regular people. They are being paid to create trouble. And we've seen this play out for years and years and years. So that way, if you're protesting peacefully, nobody's going to want to listen to you because there's always trouble or there's going to be anger and people are upset. I know a lot of people that are upset at these protesters because they're so mean and they seem to get in people's face. And I don't blame them. I don't blame people. I wouldn't want that. But then I realized maybe a lot of these protesters aren't that way. It's a small number that are trying to. And why do they do that? And they do it, I think, on the left and the right because they don't want you to find the truth. They want you to live. They want you to live in turmoil. And what's the best thing you can do to get away from that? Stop watching it. Have love for everybody. Have compassion. If somebody doesn't agree with you, so what? The truth will eventually come out. We do know that there is energy that feeds other beings. Dark energy wants to create turmoil. So are you going to keep feeding into that, or are you just going to let it go? I'm not saying you have to give up. You want to make a difference, fill your heart with love. We can't fight fire with fire anymore. That doesn't work. We have to fight fire with water. That makes more sense. So how do you do that? Well, the best thing I know is to be filled with love and hold it as often as you can. Every day, walk with love. Because they're trying to get you out of that state. And your true state is a state of love, is it not? You don't have to agree with me. You can send me a message and say, you're full of baloney. That's fine. I'm at peace with that. So who are the players in ascension? I think we have several that are guiding us right now, and that includes the Ascended Masters, both the ones that are physical and non-physical, the ones that were able to conquer death and take their physical bodies, and also ones who became ascended after they left. We have Star Brothers and Sisters who are assisting us, the Star Seeds from all different parts of the galaxy that are assisting us and have been. They're part of the Federation of Light. I believe that is an actual thing that exists. And then we also have the multidimensional beings and the archangels who have been with us for a long time, and our own personal angels. These are all part of who are assisting us. And again, those of the light will never force their way on us. We have to decide for ourselves. And when we do, and we ask for assistance, and when enough of us do, they say this is happening. The archangels are saying this, the ascended masters. This is all happening because we finally decided as a group that we want to do this. We want to ascend to another higher level of consciousness. We're tired of being stuck in the old one. Nothing wrong with being stuck in that, by the way, I don't think. If that's what you want to do, you're given the freedom to do that. But we are ready now to ascend, and Earth is going to become this place. And for those that don't want that, they can either stay in the old three-dimensional Earth, or they can go to another place. I don't know for sure what the answer is to that, but I believe if you choose not to, you'll always have an option. Some people just don't want. They like it the way it is. I like the turmoil. This is great. I don't. All right. So when is this going to happen? The process, from what I'm told, is going on right now. It started probably before 2012, but that was the main time that it kicked in December of 2012, the 12th, the 21st, and now we're receiving all this light on the planet. And why now? Because this was foretold a long time ago, part of an agreement that we said, okay, we're going to try this experiment for a while, and then on this day and this time, we're going to be willing to shift back to divine feminine and more enlightenment. And you beings that have had your way for a long time, well, sorry, but we're doing, this is the way we're going. And they say, no, 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 we don't want that. And the thing is, when enough of us decided that we're going to do this, which we already have made that decision, it's going to come forward. But it has to be a lot of us. One of us cannot say, you know what, I want the Earth to turn into a balloon. You can't, it has to be, as it would make sense, that we have to work together. And when we're ready, it will change. And it is changing. I see great change taking place right now. So why is it hard for us to ascend in the past? You know, I read articles in the Golden Age of Gaia that said, well, in the past, it was almost impossible to ascend. Well, why is that? Why is it going to be easier now? And Ramtha described it best of any of the ones that I've ever read. He said there was a shield placed over the planet. He said that light was not getting through. And all these things that are happening now are breaking through that. That makes sense to me. He also said that our DNA, and more than one has said this, our DNA was messed with. We had two strands as opposed to 12, two helixes as opposed to 12 in our DNA. We need all of those to function in our full capacity, for our brain to work in its 100% ability. That makes sense to me as well. And he says people like Jesus and himself have learned how to overcome that. And it's through a lot of focused dedication to believing that. We really have to believe. And in his time and Jesus' time, it was more difficult. And now, because so much light's coming here and this shield is cracked, it's getting through and people are born into greater awareness. Doesn't that make sense? Or I just couldn't understand why it was so difficult, other than maybe our bodies being tampered with. Some say the Anunnaki tampered with our DNA to make us slave race, so we couldn't fully, you know, do what they could do. And I think it happened way before the Anunnaki came along, to be honest with you. But maybe. I don't know. So is there going to be... Has anybody ascended now since 2012? I can't answer that. I've read some areas where they say some people have. Well, then they wouldn't be here. Or they would be able to pop back, take their body, come back. You know, I think you'll be able to go and come back if you want to help others reach that. Is there going to be a mass ascension? It kind of reminds me of the rapture, you know, which if you read about in the Bible, where people would just disappear one day and their clothes would be left behind. I don't believe your clothes would be left behind. I believe you can take that with you. You're going to go naked into the next place. Maybe, I don't know. But I think we will be able to raise our vibration enough to go to this next place that's waiting for us. And beyond that, you know, where do you want to stop? You want to stop on the fifth dimension? You want to stop 6th, 7th, 8th, 12th? Who knows how many there are? There's many, many, many dimensions, many levels. In my mansion, there are many kingdoms. So many levels of consciousness. How far do you want to go? The next level will be the fifth. How will Earth be different in the fifth dimension? Yeah, that's a good question. How much will it be similar to now? I got to believe it will be in many ways, but it'll be cleaner, clearer, colors maybe more vibrant. We'll be more vibrant. It'll be a higher vibration. It'll be filled with love. And we will truly enjoy our physical manifestation. Will others come with us? What about our families? I can't answer that. You know, it's an individual journey, first and foremost, for each of us, regardless of how old or young we are. So I would say that maybe you've chosen to do that together, or maybe not. In the end, we have to realize that everybody has their own journey. Regardless if it's a soulmate or a soul family or a twin flame, everybody has to go. And you have to allow them to do that. And maybe they'll go with you, and maybe they won't. I can't answer. It's nothing to stress out about, because you always have a choice. All right, so how will we be different physically? We will be limitless. I believe we will be limitless in these bodies. That means no aging, no death, no disease, no want for hunger, no want for warmth, because we can create it with a thought. Now, there are different things floating around, ideas floating around, that Golden Age of Gaia talks about how we will find new technologies that are already existing of how to heat our homes and how to do all these things. And I'm thinking, you know, none of that will be necessary, because if we truly are enlightened beings, unlimited, you could do it all with just a thought. You could raise your vibration to the point where you could create anything. And you know, we've seen people do this. I've known people that have done minor things, raising their vibration. What is also happening to our body? We are going from carbon-based, from what everything I've read, Archangel Metatron talks about this a lot, carbon-based beings to crystalline, so a lighter version, a higher vibrating energy, a more love-filled, more love allowed to get in. We are obtaining God consciousness or super consciousness, which allows us to totally and completely see. Well, I mean, there's many levels beyond this, so maybe not completely, but we can see up to the next level and maybe beyond that. You know, right now we're on a level where we can't see anything. Very few of us can see beyond here. And even then, it's a limited perspective. And I kind of believe the theory that states that, you know, there are many, many, many levels of consciousness, and you can only see up so far, up to the next one. So that's what this is going to allow us. How can we prepare for what is happening? I think the biggest thing you can do, it's not like you have to run and stand on your head and do yoga. You have to allow this to happen. You have to give it permission if this is something you want to do. So, like everything, you're given great freedom and great choice. And it's always done gently. It's always done with love. So allow this to happen. Tell yourself that if that's what you want, and give it permission. Stay focused on love. Like I said earlier, they are going to do everything they can to distract you and get you out of your focus, off your focus of love. They want you, because when you're in love, that's when great things happen. And when you're not, you're drawn back into the 3D way of thinking, third dimension. And love is the next dimension up, the fifth dimension. So the more you focus on that, the more you're going to become it. We need to become balanced. I've seen on that and hearing that from a lot of people that are letting go of unbalanced thinking, negative emotions, and they realize that if they have a partner, it's teaching them to be balanced. If they have a friend or a child or a parent, they can learn great balance. And that's why I see that happening all over. People trying, and people are aware of it now. They weren't before. But that's the greatest thing any relationship can teach us, is to become more balanced. Maybe we become more like the other person, or they become like us, or maybe there's things in the other person that we don't care for so much, and so it's going to teach us to not be that. You know, the chaos that's created, that's out there, is really to teach us balance. And so when we see all these things like the left versus the right, and we pick a side, well, then we're not balanced. I know a lot of light workers right now that are very angry that Trump got into office. And I think, well, no, this is part of what's meant to be. And let's not forget that this man, although he said a lot of things, I know, let's not forget that in his highest state, he probably chose to serve for this so he could help change things. And how is he going to help change things? He might do some good things, but more, I think he's going to change it because many people are going to get riled up by the things he says and does, and it's going to unite many. So however this is accomplished, I think this is the right person for the right time to move us forward in however it is. And I think at his soul level, he's a wonderful being like anybody else, anyone else. If we remember that, then maybe we don't judge him and hate him, because that doesn't, if you call yourself a light worker and you hate that individual, then you're not doing your job. You've lost your focus. You're no longer holding the space of love. That's up to you, but I don't agree with you if you sit there and are angry and upset, as opposed to just sending love. If you don't like what he's doing, send love. Well, I'm going to go protest and burn the building. Yeah, that helps. Or, and I know most of you wouldn't do that, but you might feel, well, we've got to get together and protest. No, get together and project love if you want to do something. That's what I would say. Well, we should physically march. Well, you could do that too. But I think we have more power by the vibration we hold at all times. So, in my opinion, both sides lie to us. Neither side has had our best interest in a long time. And maybe in the beginning they did. They truly wanted to help us. But they also had their limitations because they believed in slavery when they started this whole thing a long time ago. So we've grown. You know, that was the vibration of the day. But I believe if you read Masters of the Far East, it says that the United States was deliberately created because it would be a place where there would be hope and there would be democracy. And before that, it was all the feudal system. We had governments that were created under kings and queens, and you would never dig your way out of poverty. You had the very elite, and then you had the very few. The rest were just peasants and were not treated well. Democracy gave people a chance. It gave them an opportunity to rise up out of that. That was the greatest thing. Now, granted, those people weren't perfect either, but I definitely believe they were inspired, at least in the beginning. Divinely inspired and guided. And maybe over time, some of those organizations that were secret organizations that truly were from the light, maybe those groups are not so much from the light anymore. I don't know. Now, there's a lot of speculation that goes around with some of those organizations that people like Washington belong to and some of the current people today belong to. Have they changed? And I would say, just as an outsider looking in, I think they maybe have. They no longer are. I don't know. I'm going to leave it at that. What we're also going to see is that there's transparency. We're going to see more and more of it. And the president, again, I say this with love, he's going to help this quite a bit. He may help this because he speaks point blank. And his words are very harsh. But they will come back and bite him probably. But maybe some people also need to hear that. You know, because some of the ones that you might call a hero on the left side of the aisle, they're not any different. They're just better at lying. if they truly cared about us, they would help all of us instead of trying to just help a handful and keep preach to a certain group that thinks they're going to get their hand. You hold out your hand and you're going to get something. Well, the rest of us, those of us that have been working hard, they don't seem to care about us. That's what I notice. And we need, and neither party does. We need ones that are truly going to represent all of us. That's my point. So the old ways are going to fall, and that's what this is all about. We're seeing it happen. I'm not trying to ransack anything or anybody, but I believe religion is falling because it's not the greatest truth. There are a lot of good truths in religion. You can be a great person if you just follow the Ten Commandments. But if you have control, and if you say that source, that God is a judgmental being, I don't agree with that. And that's my opinion. You don't have to. You can listen to this and say, he's wrong. Fine. But I just don't see the creator of all things as having any judgment on any of his creations, because if he did, he'd be judging himself. And when I say he, I use that loosely, he or she, both, combination of both. So we are allowed to move forward without judgment. And its being is just a being of love, and it loves its creations. And even though its creations are a little messed up, a little bit lost, it's just gently saying, you know, there was an entity by the name of Georges that I was at a channeling session years ago, back in the 80s. And Georges put it this way, and I thought it was a pretty cool way to describe it. In the beginning, Source, or God, contemplated itself, and maybe out of loneliness, I don't know if that was Georges just adding to the story, but Georges said that it decided to create others like itself, from itself. So it cast out all these little beings of light, which were just actually just beings of thought, first and foremost, because that's what this being is, a being of thought, pure thought, energy. And then these beings of thought decided to, and he said, hey, just go forth and create. I want to live through all this. And then these beings of thought said, well, let's be physical. Like that song, let's be physical. No, not like that song. And so what happened then is that these beings of light created physical bodies, physical worlds, with the assistance of the one that they call the Source. And so, but they were given great freedom to do this. And they became lost in the creation, their own creations. And the way Georges put it, and I'll tell you who Georges is in a moment, but Georges said, and God kept saying, I'm over here, I'm over here. And he kept whispering so that the little beings of light could return home someday. Now, Georges, from what I understand, and this goes to many different beliefs out there, so it's hard to pinpoint which one is right, but, and I look at all of them. I really want to look at all of them so I can just gain as much knowledge as I can. But Georges is a group of several hundred, if not like 1,000 beings. And we've heard of this before. Probably the most well-known currently is Abraham. The one who was behind the movie The Secret was the entity known as Abraham. And I use the word entity because that is a group of several souls that have decided part of their journey would be to come together and experience it all as one. And Ramtha said he described these beings as very enlightened. He said they're on the sixth level. He said there are seven levels of consciousness. He said they're somewhere in the fifth or sixth level. And they're very close to being connected again with God, which makes sense. And then they choose to go through many, many, many eons of time experiencing it together as a group, as one. And so he listed the ones that do that. And that makes sense. There was a book called Messages from Michael, written years ago in the 70s. And these group of people contacted an entity, and the entity said, well, the last time I was here, one of us was called Michael, but it's been so long we've been on physical Earth that we don't remember our names even, but one of us remembers being called Michael, so you can call us Michael. And so Michael, again, was one of these groups of 1,000 souls that came together in another level of consciousness, which I know, I don't even know what's, you know, beyond here, but I'm excited to learn. And said, hey, this is going to be fun. Why don't we do this? Okay, let's just all pull together. And makes sense to me. That's why we can channel these entities. That's how, that's where they're at. So are the light workers united? Because I think we need to be if we're going to. And what is a light worker? Well, it's just somebody that probably chose to come into this lifetime to bring light. That's the best way I understand it. And it could be many different ways that you do that. You could be working with healing energy. You could be doing readings for others. You could be a channel, a medium. There's just many, many, many ways of bringing love, which is all, instead of saying light workers, you could say a love worker, really. Are they divided? I think some of them are. And I think the reason that I've noticed this, because I do, you know, I've done a show for 8 years and I've met many different people, many different people. And they're all over, from all over the different parts of the world. And I think what keeps us separated is that they all think they have a form of the truth, and that their form of the truth, not every one of them, mind you, not everyone, but their form of the truth is a really great form of it. And this is where I think ego comes in a little bit and says, you know, well, I've been shown this and I've been shown that and I've been told this. And it's like, well, yes, but there's more. There always is. And I see all these teachings and I'm just trying to put them all together. And all these different light workers and bring them all together. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I feel that's part of what I'm here to do. And you know, and I'm not just a, I've had people say, well, you're a messenger, TJ, that's what you're, and it's like, I don't put labels on myself. I don't want to put labels, because then you become that. So I don't see myself as just that. I'm all of the above, or none of the above, maybe. What about the children of tomorrow? What are they going to bring us? These are all questions I wrote down beforehand. For once, I organized my thoughts and I wrote down what I was going to talk about. The children of tomorrow, the crystals, the rainbows, I don't know if there's another breed coming in that they have a name for, the indigos, which many of us are, even dating back to, well, 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, that's when a lot of the indigos, most of them came in, a lot of them came in the 80s, they said. But what about the children of tomorrow? They, you can already see that in a lot of them. They're so filled with love. They're so filled with joy. They seem to have greater psychic abilities. They seem to know a greater truth, you know? They can see through baloney, BS, real easy. Unlike when I was a child, I could easily get fooled. And when my son was a child, he could, poor kid, but I kind of yanked his chain on a lot of things just for the fun of it. But these children are going to be the leaders, even though you might think, oh, well, they don't care and they're lazy and blah, blah, blah. It's like, don't stereotype anybody. Do not, you know. You know, the press is also going to paint, and you might have had experiences with some children today that are, maybe their parents made them feel like they were going to be entitled. And I'll tell you this, and I take this from my mother, the divine being that she is. When the stuff hits the fan, you will have no choice but to change, to suck it up, to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. So if your whole life everybody's been pandering to you and giving, you know, entitling you, at some point the survival will kick in and you will step up to the plate. You know, back in, I read a statement, this country is going to hell. This youth of today is horrible. We're not going to be the nation we once were. When do you think that statement was written? Who said it? It was said in 1910. When you think about 1910, people still lived pretty hard lives, worked very difficult, long hours. It wasn't at all. Now, granted, we were starting to get into worker rights being respected and more opportunities for those in work. And things were shifting, but still. So probably a lot of people were going around saying back then, like they do now, well, you kids don't know what it was like when I was a child. I had to work 7 days a week. They probably had to work really, 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 really hard. And, you know, Henry Ford invents the 40-hour work week because he wants his people to be relaxed. But also maybe he was tapping into something else. You know, everything that's happened. has been there to lift our consciousness, to take us another step. So now I see a lot of young people that don't want to work. Even older people don't want to work. And I say, good. I mean, eventually they're going to have to feed themselves. But none of us should have to work, should we?
Well, it's a job defines us and it's important.
No. We become slaves to our job. And then we don't have time to really go after what's important, our spiritual journey. And plus, our jobs can be rewarding and can be fun and can be part of what we do. But is it really what we came here to do? I don't think so. So you take away all that. Life should be effortless. And that's where we're heading. And I think these younger ones know that. They just don't know how to do it. So for now, you know, they're either getting a handout from mom and dad or the government or whatever. You know, as long as they're peaceful about it, I think they'll see the truth sooner or later. And I believe we will live like that at some point. I don't know when. Metatron says it's going to take several years, and it could be upwards of 300 years. Golden Age of Gaia seems to be that it's going to happen soon. They keep saying that we're going to have this mass transformation, mass ascension, where we're all going to cross over. I don't really know, to be honest. I believe it could be soon, because I'm really excited about this. And I've been excited about the first time I ever heard about ascension back in the 80s. I thought, wow, that would be so cool to be able to do that. And now we can leave our bodies behind if we want, but what if you could take them and go anywhere you wanted? Or what if you would never have to worry about food? You could eat if you enjoyed eating. Yeah, but what if you didn't want to, you know, worry about, oh, I got to go shopping and get some food. I got to have money to do that. We could be limitless, and I believe, why not? If this is all an illusion, then why not? So if this is something that's been ringing in your heart, the thought of ascension, and maybe it's just me, but I think there's a lot of people that are feeling this. They're feeling an urgency for now. Have you been feeling that? Some kind of urgency? Something is pushing you more now? Like it did in 2012, I felt a push, like I did when I first started this podcast, and now I'm feeling it again, this push of some sort, and to me, it's ascension. Something is telling me that I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon. It'd be nice. You know, maybe some of us will go and some of us won't. And again, that's fine. So if you want to, what can you do? And I take this from others, not necessarily myself, because I don't consider myself to have all the answers and the, you know, all as enlightened as the ones that are divine masters or angelic beings. I'm not at that point right now. And I'm like any other human that's here. We all have limitations. But this is what I've read from others, and it makes a lot of sense to me. And it says, hold space. Space and pace is what I call it. What can I do now? Hold that space of love. Hang on to that vibration. The more you do it, the more you open the door for everybody else. And it's like it becomes contagious, and others will lock onto that, and then as it grows more and more, it just becomes more powerful. And then pace. And I've been reading this as well. And I don't like to be forced into anything like anybody else. Go at my own pace. So go at your own pace. Maybe a little bit of urgency, but go at your own pace. And don't worry if you don't get it right away. Just keep doing it. It's funny, because I'm going to have an interview coming up in my next show, and kind of ties into this, because this is something, but it's about liquid smudge and other flower essences. But the liquid smudge, I find that has created, where I work, I've used it as an experiment. A lot of people have said to me that it's really made a huge difference, changing the vibration around them. So I see that it's easier for them to hold that space, because we have a lot of energy. We're constantly being bombarded. And that's deliberate. We are constantly being bombarded with things to keep us from reaching this goal, from focusing, from coming together. And what else can we do? I'd say be more focused, if you choose. That's up to you. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. But this is what I find myself doing, being a little more focused every day, Now, there are days when I go without thinking about any of this stuff. Oh, caught up in work, doing this, family here, blah, blah, blah. On the go, on the go. And then there are days, and especially in the winter when it slows down and I get a chance to think. And work, you know, keeps me so busy. The hours I put into my work. And, you know, I heard a long time ago, and I think it was Ramtha who said, you will work more and more hours just so you can survive. And this is what they want. They don't want you to have time to think, because it's when you take that quiet time is when you get some answers and things come to you. So, and they don't want you also to have, this is why we have so many devices. They don't want you to think clearly, to receive the higher thoughts. So they have all these devices that mess with us. The best thing I think we could do is turn off the TV, get away from electronic things, and get out and away from that. And if you live in a city, maybe you can't do that. But if you live in an area, any area, where there's just, even if it's by a desert, you can get out. And I've had people tell me, deserts are incredible places. I would believe they would be. It's like anything. You're going to feel the energy. But you're probably going to feel it more in where there's living things, like trees. I believe that's what I like, and I like rivers and lakes, and that's what we have up here. We can go out and be in that stuff and be pretty far removed, and it's not that far of a drive to remove ourselves from those things. And that helps us focus. I really believe it does. When I was a kid, we had a camp, and it was out in the middle of the woods, 5 miles back off the road. And this was a county road highway, so there wasn't a lot of people there to begin with. But when I would get out on that road and get 5 miles back away from any towers, even back then there weren't many, and you just felt, I don't know, this energy, you know? And I really know now what it's coming from. It's an energy we should feel all the time. But because of what's going on around us, we're dulled by it. So when you can feel that great energy and maybe feel that bliss, that state of bliss, I think that's what we're meant to be. At all times. Feel free to comment. Feel free to put in your 2 cents about ascension. Do you believe it? Do you have more you want to share? I'd love to hear about it, because I really think we're moving towards that. And everything that the light workers are doing now is preparing us for that. And it's just a matter of time. And I don't know how long it will be, but I'm joyful. Thanks for listening.